Some towns near the Kewaunee plant want the owner, Dominion Resources, to speed the decommissioning of the site to far less than the 60 years the company is allowed under federal law. Dominion says it's willing to pick up the pace by 2016 and move 24 more concrete and steel casks of radioactive fuel out of the plant pool and into a fenced-in site elsewhere on the property. But the company wants to use a newer type of cask that can pack in more spent fuel rods. Tim Judson of the Nuclear Information and Resource Service says the fuel is still very radioactive and generates a lot of heat.
The reason previous canisters haven't been licensed to contain as much waste as the ones Dominion wants to use is, you know, they would overheat the canisters and potentially rupture them or, you know, lead to leaks of radioactivity out of the canisters.
Judson says it'd be better if Dominion let the fuel rods cool longer in the plant pool and then didn't try to put so many rods into a canister. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission's Matthew Learn says NRC headquarters is analyzing the proposed canister. Learn says a few other nuke plants that have used the container have let the fuel cool for about a decade. But he says moving the waste just 3 years after Kewaunee's shutdown may be doable.
Certainly believe it's possible, but we want to ensure that the cask can safely perform that earlier fuel move, and that's part of ongoing reviews that the NRC is performing.
Learn says the shutdown Zion nuclear plant just south of Kenosha is loading radioactive waste into the newer canister. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.